last line of the gospel says, every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both the new and the old. And the point is, we shouldn't be prejudiced in favor of the new or the old. As Christians, our prejudice should be toward what is true, what is good, what is beautiful. Okay? Old or new doesn't matter. See, the true, the good, and the beautiful transcend time. Okay? Beauty is beauty no matter what century you live in. Truth is truth no matter what country you live in. Okay? They say that in the 70s, there was a prejudice against the old in favor of novelty in the church, probably as well as the world. But the truth is, not all change is progress. Only movement toward Christ is progress. And so what matters is not whether something's beautiful, whether something is new or old, but whether it is beautiful, true, or good. Before he left for the conclave which would elect him Pope, Angelo Giuseppe Roncalli was the Cardinal Archbishop of Venice. He said that we are not here to tend a museum, but rather to cultivate a flourishing garden of life. Okay? He was talking about the role of the leadership in the church. We are not here as curators of some museum, but to cultivate a flourishing garden of life. When they have pictures of Blessed John the 23rd, sometimes that quote is there. We are not here to tend a museum, but rather to cultivate a flourishing garden. And his point was that the church is not a museum filled with static objects of art. The sacraments, the liturgical actions of the church are not meant like look but don't touch. They're meant to be experienced. And in fact, there can be a traditionalist prejudice that sees the church as a museum and the leadership of the church as its curator. They make sure that nothing in the museum is ever touched or changed or disturbed. Okay? But like we say, that's not the real vision of the church. No, that's not the church's mission, says John the 23rd. The church is a flourishing garden. It's something alive. And the leadership of the church, they are the cultivators of that garden. In order for a garden to flourish, though, it needs planting, but it also needs protecting. Seeds have to be planted. Plants have to be put in the ground. But it also needs to be protected from insects, from animals, to allow it to flourish. Okay? So you want to protect what's growing, but at the same time, allow it to grow. So it is in the church. The church sows the seed of truth and virtue through the sacraments, but the church also wants to preserve her members from error, to fight those who would bring error into the church or lead, try to make change where it's not real progress, where it's not movement toward Christ. The church has to correct those who would lead us elsewhere than to Christ. So the old gives stability, but the new allows for growth. The church always remains true to its essential structure. Doctrines, truths don't change, but they grow. They grow homogeneously, as an acorn becomes an oak tree, as a tadpole becomes a frog. The teachings of the church grow homogeneously, never contradicting what they were before. And sometimes they say that you have to be able to play jazz. Like some musicians can play jazz. They can use chords and kind of expand them a little. Well, in the church too, the truth has a flexibility, an ability to breathe. Like Cardinal Newman once said, to live is to change, and to be perfect is to have changed often. So the church remains faithful to its essential structure, but even amidst that essential stability, there's growth and change. The truth defies secular political labels. The truth is not liberal, the truth is not conservative. The truth is not democratic, the truth is not Republican. The truth is the truth. And the, John the 23rd was famous for that line about the Second Vatican Council. He wanted to open a window in the church, aggiornamento. Okay. Unfortunately, he wanted to open a window, but some people wanted to knock down walls. They wanted to change the structure of the church. Okay. But he just wanted to open a window, let some fresh air into the church. Okay. And his point was that the church is not a museum. The church is a garden. And ultimately, the church wants to transform the world into a garden of truth, to sow the seeds of truth in the world, sow the seeds of virtue. Say that we are not here to tend a museum, but to cultivate a beautiful garden. Ultimately, it's a garden of saints. That's the kingdom of heaven that the parables speak of.